services for the countless cases of AIDS caught from used needles, tempers in a fit of rage, and cops abuse people. It's not equal, good's no match for true evil, when the so-called prevention of death can prove lethal. And on a large scale, I probably won't make a difference. On a large scale, my problem's so insignificant, but pen is my instrument, Sanskrit the infinite, written rhymes, hidden diamond jewels from my pencil grip, in a mental fit, cause the press came and bent the shit. Truth will finally surface, but the media will censor it. That's perpetration, man, that's here to hurt the nation, cause they want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but interpretation. And local businesses run out by major corporations, so they can conquer smallpox with deadly vaccinations. Man, everybody on earth's guilty of tax evasion, when aggravations magnify with great exaggerations. And through all our little petty differences and bad relations, we had the patience of a toddler with a bag of raisins. Use your imaginations, come on America, here's some nails and plywood, go build some fucking character. Maybe then you'll see that Matthew Perry and the Christmas Fairy just don't visit people with malaria and dysentery. Listen very close, while the world is starving helpless, you be buying cars and couches and houses. You're hella selfish, and your health is not in danger, cause you got social security and plastic surgery and endless electrical currency. Water filter for purity, no parasitic bugs, no required ID searches to purchase prescription drugs. Half the world has never thought about a car with insurance, cause in their region death and poverty is a common occurrence. Although I'm calm on the surface, to be quite honest, I'm nervous. Our civil rights are in jeopardy, to be gone in a flourish. My bodily purpose just can't fulfill my odyssey. Verses are just a worthless commodity in this sodomy circus like. Yo, see, there's a point where you could take patriotism too far. These are the times that make you find what kind of person you are. What lurks in your heart? Are you willing to die for your country? Me, I'd rather die in the name of my favorite lunch meat. Cause once we reach the point where U.S. economics take a back seat to where we drop our next atomics, then you know that when Bush isn't in a can of smoking crack, he's probably bombing the Iraqis in his $80 khakis. So this whole time America's soul has been rotten, caught up in another plot and killing Osama bin Laden. And Georgia's hot in the ass cause he knows it's his fault for trying to play the adult. Really welcome to Salt, man. He heard wind of terrorism long before this ever happened. There's still some people slap him on the back where they're clapping and acting like the president is a pound for pound hero, when bodies still are yet to be found at ground zero. Man, I hope we learn that life is a precious commodity. In any minute, you could get popped like balls in lottery. My eyes are watery. Just another soulless robbery. Come on and slaughter me. It's all in the name of camaraderie, right? Well, here's a lesson y'all can learn from 9/11. Don't get caught being so jingoist you missed your ride to heaven. What can we compare with this? Everyone's a terrorist, so blame it on your therapist. Nowadays, life is perilous. It's bad enough we use a quarter of the world's energy and play it like the other countries are the enemy. Can it be entering the 21st century? If we're not still number one, we'll sure enough pretend to be. Well, how can it be that I'm living in the land of the free, and yet I never fought for freedom, it was handed to me? And is freedom exactly what I understand it to be? Or is it rooted in the values of a family tree? I'm sipping cannabis tea and cinnamon schnapps. Reject conformity, cause I don't ever wanna live in a box. Respect authority so I don't have to deal with the cops. Don't wanna roll with the punches, rather be calling the shots. Don't wanna roll with the punches, rather be calling the shots. Sloppy Joe.